Blog Talk Radio.
Show this Thursday, November 15th. It's nice outside and we have a nice autumn here in Sweden. So we are going to have a special guest with us today, and she's called Jenny Lyon Rainbow Anderson. The topic will be spiritual alignment is the new success. Jenny is a healer and she's a spiritual coach, mentor and ascension facilitator. So you don't want to miss this show. You really want to be on. And she's an amazing lady as well, and we're very honored to have her on. So give us a call and take your place in the queue now at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device so you'll be placed in queue and we can see that you want to speak with us live on the show. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. A beautiful autumn here, as I said. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and we love to chat about any and all spiritual topics. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. You can listen live and text chat with us during the live show at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. And you can comment, ask questions, chat with other listeners, or even request a mini reading. So call in now and get your spot in the queue early, 714-816-4628. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue from Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm absolutely fine. Having a nice, wonderful morning. It's beautiful outside. No more 115 degree weather. It's absolutely gorgeous outside.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. I sound like I'm singing, right? So, Sue, before we move on with today's show, you usually give us a little hint on what the show last week was all about and what we talked about. So,
Yeah, last week, that was an interesting one. That one it was about, is our soul limited? And we took that topic up and we kind of broke it down with what we call the energy centers. And the energy centers, of course, is something when we do soul realignment, it's a part of the overall package when we're investigating areas of the soul. The energy centers are areas in which we have how we vibrate, how the soul's vibrational spectrum vibrates, at what what percentage you can vibrate at. Basically, relocate. I'll give you, for instance, we can locate if your vibration is divine compassion and how high that vibration is. And that would, we would determine whether that is the percentage of that vibration would be higher than, let's say, divine order. We don't necessarily have to have two energy centers. We can have one that's more dominant than the other. Last week we did, towards the end of the show, talk about our own unique energy centers. Anne's was 52%
yes.
divine creation and 41% divine self-expression. And mine was a little
yes.
opposite. 54 divine self-expression and 19% divine creation. So that was an interesting topic.
Yeah, but we did have the same too, right? That's fantastic.
Right.
But
right.
different combination and different percentages, and that makes difference.
Right, right. And no one, I mean, we can just reiterate again, no one is greater than the other, as far as what your energy centers are and the percentage, we're all equal in that sense. Correct, Sissy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are many other things that are in playing a role too. But we basically
right.
just went in to explain the energy centers, and that's our energies. So our soul's energetic signature. That's
right.
how to. A
well,
good
I mean,
way
the question
it.
Was, is our soul limited? And I think through the energy centers, okay, what appears to us as practitioners is the answer to that question, quite honestly, is no. Our soul is not limited when you're working
no.
with the energy yeah. centers and discovering who has. Whether your client's energy center has a percentage that is, you know, high in divine creation. Like I said before,
yeah.
everything, we still look at this as everything is equal. Wouldn't you
yes.
say so?
Yes.
Okay, so that was last week. And just a quick summary of the show overall. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records and soul realignment readings, as we've said in the past. Soul realignments, I like to always state, are an etheric adjustment, kind of like going to a chiropractor, you get the physical adjustment. For me, soul realignment is more about the etheric adjustment. If you guys haven't called in yet, you can call in at 714-816-4628. To get into the queue, press 1. And for international callers, dial 714-816-4628. And what do you say we bring on our beautiful, lovely guest?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Hi, Jenny. Are you there?
What? I'm here. I'm listening to your lovely voices.
Thank you. Welcome to
Thank
the show.
You. Thank you very much.
We're very thrilled to have you. Could you give our audience, tell our audience a little bit about yourself? And I see you're a healer and a spiritual coach and mentor.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What can I say about myself? Well, I've been on this journey since a very young age. I would say I probably had a strong spiritual awakening when I was 23. But before that, I was very into astrology and, you know, esoteric studies. And I was like getting, you know, any book I could read at the time, you know, I would read it because there wasn't any internet. So you know, I'd get myself. So since then I've been on this journey, and it became my work or my world, really, if you like, when I started to do body treatment and massage. So that was about 19 years ago. So that's when it became my profession, if you like. And then I've just added on as I was going through more spiritual alignment, if you like. I just added on more, learned more, healing commodities and different tools that I'm using in my practice and coaching, and just enhanced my skills really ever since. And I am still learning. I'm still learning. So I love learning new things.
I think we're all professional students.
We are. All of us.
But I'm also very passionate about making a spiritual gift your business, because that's that's my, I've been doing this for work, for so long, that I believe that anyone who feels it's their calling should be encouraged, to do it. Because we are needed, people with spiritual gifts are very needed to help other people.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my passion as well.
Very nice. Could you tell us a little bit about your soul's upgrade and what it means to reincarnate in the same body?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so... So when that happened, I didn't know it was happening, as in, because I didn't have, I had no knowledge about that, at that time. So people who have heard of a walk-in would this is similar, but it's not the same, because a walk-in is when one soul leaves the body and a new soul come in to take over the contract and continue the journey. So that's really quite very, very extremely strong experience, because a new soul would come into the body and it doesn't know what it's doing, it can be quite strange. But so I've had a reincarnation in the same body twice, and that means that I feel the first time when it happened, it was in kind of a lucid dreaming, and I knew I left my body, but I actually thought I did some astral travel, because I kind of had done that before, but this was totally different. It was like I really did leave my body, and I really did come back feeling extremely strange. And it was very confusing, because I was only 23, so I felt very disjointed with everything around me, including my family, friends, even my country. I left Sweden like a month later. Yes, and it was so scary, because from deep within, I knew I was doing the right thing, but I had no roadmap. I was like just following what I thought I was supposed to be doing. It was very strange. So it took me about 2 years to integrate it. And then when I met two of my teachers in 2009, I think, so it was like 11 years later, I then realized these two, my two mentors, are experts in walk-ins and reincarnations in the same body. So as soon as I felt their energy, I was like, oh, these people, even if I didn't know why I was so drawn to them, I knew then after realizing what's happened to me. So it felt like home, really. It's nice to have an explanation at the time, because I had always wondered, what was that, and then it happened again in 2014, but then I knew what was happening, so it was like, but you might want to know why it happens, because it does happen. Soul, it's like an upgrade of purpose, or maybe the soul wants to embody power to accomplish, like, the helping in the mission in ascension. The soul wants more, maybe, direction and more deeper purpose, and therefore it gets that kind of that drive. and therefore it becomes easier to actually go ahead and do it, if you like. It's an upgrade, and it's really for the purpose of serving, totally serving the world. So that's why it happens. Yes. Yeah.
Right. What are the physical? Are there physical reactions to that as well?
Yes. So I felt very depressed because I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. So not so much physical, more emotional, really, for me.
Right.
I know a lot of walk-ins, and I know that the walk-ins, in particular, I know that walk-ins have more symptoms physically. Every journey is different, obviously, but it's more emotional because it's and psychological, because you feel lost, So it takes a strong soul. But then you don't get it if you can't handle it, I believe.
Right.
So
do you tend to have any different memories? Because you can really delve into this quite deeply.
Yeah. You mean prior to this? Or,
I would say when you come back, so you came back in 14, was there anything when you reincarnated again, that was new, a memory that maybe was like a past life?
No. It would be more, so when it happens, I'm going to add this, it usually happens, it can happen at traumatic events. So maybe somebody's really ill, maybe have a car accident, first time around I was sleeping, it was lucid dreaming. Second time, I was on the surgery. I had surgery. So I was on the operation table. Second time it happened. So the body is usually in kind of a bit of a shock or in a state when the upgrade happens. So it's not so much about remembering more, or it's kind of just, it happens. I mean, the second time around, it came out of the body. I knew I was fully awake, because I was in, it wasn't general anaesthetic, it was like local anaesthetic. So I was awake. But I came back in, but I did say to the physician, I said, I don't feel well. I said, I really don't feel well. And he said, you're perfectly well. Your heart rate is fine. Everything is perfectly well. I said, I'm really not. I said, so then they gave me tranquilizer. Because I said, I'm really not well. I really don't feel good here. It feels like I'm going to actually pass out. So at the time, obviously, I didn't understand. I understood it later on. But I don't want to scare people by this.
No.
But, and it's just as, if it's meant to happen for someone, then that's their path, and, there is a gift in it all. So, because obviously, you have to help other people with a stronger mission and take other people through their awakening.
There's some similarities here in what you're talking about with reincarnating back into the body. There's some very, I guess we'd probably have to discuss that another time, but with soul realignment and the work Ann and I do. And does some of this feel familiar to you?
Yeah, tell me.
Because we can find some things with some clients where, for instance, there can be a soul shift at one time. That would be another term for walk-in, for instance. And that is usually an agreement from the soul or the two souls. So one is supposed to part away and the other one is coming in. And there are a lot of things that can be, people can feel confused and things around that thing. And there are other things too. There are some souls that basically choose to maybe have more, there's agreement so someone can have more souls coming and going, but that's not really healthy. I don't want to scare people either. And it's basically very rare, but it can happen. So souls using the same body, that's very interesting. And it can cause a lot of energetic blockages and things if you are not aware of what's happened and how to deal with it. So it can be confusing, but it's also, for instance, if it's a one-time soul shift, then there's it's agreed on, and that's both souls' wishes. And sometimes we tend to put our human perspective into to things and label things, but it's basically something that we have chosen, and it's fine with that. So.
Right. Yeah. No, it's all very interesting. I find that extremely interesting what had occurred with you. Did you find that it took some time to kind of even out or level off with when you came back 2014? Like, to the only way, I guess, would be to say settle those energies.
Yeah. So because I didn't realize straight away, because I had my son, so I had a C-section, and then they had they did an operation on me once he was out, and that's when it happened. So the first few months I was kind of just looking after the baby, and then I had a session. I mean, I totally did not feel like myself. I felt like, you know, when the lights are on but no one's in, and it felt like I lost my whole power. Yeah, like that. And it felt like I lost my whole purpose. And it was tremendously depressing, because it felt like I couldn't find this depth in me, this spark. I just couldn't find it. I was like, what has happened? So I had a session with my healer, who is a specialist in this. And we discovered in the session that this is what happened. And then, because I've had all my light body activations already, there is a specific process that is about 4 hours long, that we call a karmic matrix reabsorption, which will then accelerate the integration up till about, instead of like 2 years, the integration is like 6 months. So we did this, the KMR, or the karmic matrix reabsorption, and I then had the process I was doing on myself every day for about 3 months or something. Taking about sort of 10 minutes a day, and then that clears all the junk out of field, because you dump some of the karmic stuff when this happens, so therefore that needs to be cleared out of the field. And if it doesn't get cleared out, you feel really heavy and murky and very depressed, because all this stuff is hanging around in your field. So I was very lucky, and I mean, it was I was crying, do you know what I mean? Because I was like, I don't want this again. But then as soon as I had the session and I knew it was going to take a much shorter time, it was fine. And it felt better, because the soul was coming back in. It was kind of hanging around also, because I had the operation and there was so much trauma to the physical body. The soul was hanging around almost at the top of me, above me. And this is why I had this feeling of not wanting to be here at the time, because obviously the soul wasn't in the body properly. So, but then that kind of integrated really quite quickly. And, you know, I think as a light worker, I think everyone needs to make sure you're in the body.
Right.
Because, you know, we go off a lot, don't we? So I always work on being grounded and so. But then after the 6 months, it was felt like normal, you know, more normal.
Right.
But yeah, so lucky. I felt very lucky and blessed, you know, to have these people in my life.
I actually have something to add here, because this is interesting. We can sometimes find in clients that pieces of the soul, like we call it soul facets, like it's with traumatic experiences, it's like you can lose some of them. Sometimes you can take on from someone else as well, and that's confusing too. And that's sometimes even more confusing, because if it's someone that you love very deeply, you're very connected to someone, and that's a traumatic experience for that person, you take them on. It's not very unusual, actually. And when those things come in alignment, so you own your own parts of your soul and you don't have anything from anyone else, that's when healing can start to occur, actually. So it's fascinating to hear your story. Wow.
Yes, I mean, I do a lot of soul retrieval in my sessions as well. So when people come, I can detect whether their soul parts anywhere else, because it is a big part of healing. And as you said, you know, a trauma event, it could be like a divorce, or, you know, it could be somebody, well, when you were little and you were left somewhere or something. Do you know what I mean? It could be lots of different experiences where soul parts leave. But the idea is to bring them all back. Yes. So, but that this happens a lot in my sessions. So I bring it back for people.
With soul facets, I believe there's 607 or 610 facets altogether.
Yeah,
I think it is 619 something. I'm not sure.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Please don't write it down, anybody. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, it sounds sometimes traumatic when you tell someone that they have lost some of their soul facets. But we can never, ever lose enough. If we are still here alive, we can never be in danger, because we can't lose so much that we can't be here. Then we would have transitioned to the other side. Right. And but it can be very confusing, and you feel like, in both cases, that you don't have a real connection with yourself. There's something missing, or there's something that you feel that's not yours, and it can create a lot of confusion. And I believe that those things with the soul parts, it can happen in previous lifetimes as well. And sometimes we come into this life carrying with us that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you want me
go
to
ahead,
comment?
Go ahead, Jenny.
Or?
Go ahead.
Yes. So, soul fragments. I mean, even, like you say, around with the, you know, the past lives, and that we can bring the old stories, you know, if you like, into this life. And that could be, like you said, about the soul fragments, as well as a lot of karmic stuff plays out, obviously. But what I find with people when they get their soul fragments back, it's like they just feel complete, you know. They feel more grounded, like more calm in their bodies.
More
just
present.
Kind of more present, just less sort of frantic, or, you know, or stressed or whatever, or anxious. So, I mean, it's a huge part of anxiety, I think. So when anxiety is healed, often, with anyway, when I've been working with people, is soul fragments missing. You know, people feeling anxious, along with a lot of, you know, other stuff as well. But, so that can be healed. can be
absolutely
healed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're coming to the, I was going to say, bottom of the hour. Are you ready to do some announcements?
Of course. I love to talk, you know.
Okay.
I have to make a joke once in a while, right?
Of course.
Yes. So, everybody, we have our very special guest here, Jenny Lyon Rainbow Anderson, and we are discussing very interesting topic, so please stay tuned. We reached the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to announce a few things to you. The first one is, if you want to reach out to Jenny, I have put up some information in our live chat room at psychictalk.net/live, so you can read about Jenny there. psychictalk.net/live. And if you want to go to Jenny's website, you go to rainbowcenterforsoulpotential.net. That was a long one. rainbowcenterforsoulpotential.net. And if you haven't called in yet, call in now at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. You can find all our amazing episodes of the Soul Sisters shows and all of our other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. We have great hosts and great shows, so go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to keep yourself updated. We have a new feature on the shows, and right above the call-in number for each show, where it says click here to find your time, you can click and find out the time for the shows in different parts of the world, and when it's time for you to be on, so you can be on with us live and listen and chat with us and call in to us. The next episode with the Soul Sisters show is on Thursday, November 22nd, and we will have open lines, so you just call in and talk about what's on your mind or get a mini reading. So next Thursday, 22nd of November, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern and 5 p.m. London time. We have open lines, call us and talk about whatever is on your mind or get a mini reading. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is Saturday, November 17th, and it's the Psychic Saturday show with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. They will be discussing gratitude, the energy of giving and receiving, and that's so fitting at this time of the year when we are approaching Christmas and everything. So they'll be on Saturday, November 17th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London time. On Sunday, November 18th, it's the Angelic Reams Show with hosts Maria G. Moss, Sharona Rapsik, and Dax Carlisle. And they will be holding open lines too, so you can call in and set the topic, whatever is on your mind, and ask questions or get a mini reading. This upcoming Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London time. And don't forget the new feature where you can find your time. You go to the page where the show is coming up, and right above the call-in number for each show, it says, click here to find your time, so you can find out more specifically what is suitable for you and when the show is coming up. Keep yourself updated on our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/live. And a reminder again, if you haven't called in yet, now is the time to call in, 714-816-4628. If you'd like to contact Sue or myself or book a private reading, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. So, ladies, what do you say?
Can you breathe now?
Are we ready to? Yes, I can breathe.
Go ahead.
No, I was thinking we go and take some calls. How about that?
All right. Jenny, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
I've unmuted myself. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see who's waiting along with this. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
No,
hello, caller.
I'm from Texas.
Hi. Can you give your name again? I didn't hear that. Caller, Texas. Caller, could you give your name
Hello.
Again, please?
Bejan, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
yes,
you. Hi, welcome
you.
To the show.
Okay. Thank you for me.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to know if you see me in a relationship with another girl. Her name is Bibi.
Okay. Is this the question for me?
Yes. Sorry about that.
So her name is Bibi?
Yes, Bibi.
And what's your name again? Sorry?
Dejan.
Dejan. Okay, so right now, no. I mean, I hear something in 3 months, but I think it's maybe about you. So just to make clear, I'd like to give you, some help here, but my strength is really in the soul contract work. But I hear 3 months, and they tell me you've got to do your groundwork. Maybe that means, build a trust and do the, showing your true self. That's what I'm getting. And don't be scared to show your true self, because you don't need to be anyone else than yourself. And you've got to focus on just doing that, because then that's your true energy. And then your true energy will draw her in if she's meant to be with you. So don't pretend anything. I don't know if that helps.
It does.
I just got really quick for you, Dejan. This is Sue. Listen to your intuition. So if there's something that's been nagging at you and you're kind of not agreeing with what your intuitive sense says?
Not the moment.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's just there is something intuitive that I think you know, and you'll get your answer. I agree with Jenny, it will be about 3 months, but there's something very strong intuitively, and maybe it's just right now it's just not evident. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So Anne, are you good, or?
Yes, I can confirm, because I have a card here speaking about uncovering a treasure, and that is beneath the surface, and I feel that that has to do with the depth inside of you. That's a confirmation, I think, for both Sue and Jenny. There is something, you are in a period where you are changing, like changing skin a little bit. That's a metaphor. And it's like when you find your inner treasure, you will attract her. And I would say, because you are in that process right now, I would say, 3 months, the beginning of next year.
Okay.
And I get the alignment as well, that there is totally some sort of energy alignment with yourself. As you were saying, you're changing the skin. I'll agree with Anne. And this energy alignment of the soul or your personality or, whatever it is you need to uncover, it will then match her energy. So I would look within and meditate and just sit with your intuition and just listen inwards, because you will get guided.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's good to know. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Dejan.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank
you. Okay. Would you guys like to move on to another caller?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see who's waiting a lot. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carla. I'm calling from California.
Can you speak up a little bit more, honey? I didn't hear that.
Sure. It's Carla calling from California.
Oh, Carla. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. Thank you. I was just wondering if I could ask a general question, if there's any message coming through from Spirit for my guides, for angels, anything you sense around me.
Do you want me to go first? Or?
Yes.
Absolutely. You want to
go. Okay. Sorry, can I catch your name again?
It's Carla.
Carla, yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. So you're on a journey, right, at the moment. It feels like again, I'm getting this is I think this is the new fashion. Again, I guess that you need to look within as well. So when we connect with our own intuition and our own kind of guidance, we feel more empowered. So when they said something to me about journey, your journey is to deepen your connection. Does that make sense to you, or, you know, does that resonate to you?
Yes. I always do that, though. I do go within. I try.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll have to hand over to Anne. We'll see on that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
I'm getting actually a message here, like your guides and everybody around you in the spirit world wants to simplify your life a little bit. And I also have a message of traveling lightly. So if you have anything that you feel are wearing you down, this is a great time to start to figure out, what am I going to release? What am I going to keep? So that you can have some new and fresh things coming into your life. It's usually combined with a period of change. And if we walk this path, in reality, we change basically all the time, right? So it's just like try to figure out some things and move yourself and manifest in your life so that your life will be easier for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree. And I got something similar, Carla. Shedding the old to come into the new.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. So yeah, there's and recovery. Something with recovery came out. I just wrote it down. So I'm not sure what that's about, but there's something definitely. You're recovering from not anything in the bad sense, you know, just recovering from something came in kind of strong for you. Hope that makes sense.
No, I'm not sure, but
there's something with time. There's something clearly with time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes these things come in. They don't always make sense at the time, you know?
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies.
Right.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, guys. We've got another caller. Are you guys ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be for you. Hold on a second. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. My name is Soraya. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Could you speak up just a little bit more?
I'm sorry. I have pneumonia, so I'm kind of like a
Oh. Can you state your name again, honey?
Soraya.
Soraya. Welcome, Soraya.
Thank you, ladies. Interesting
Welcome.
Show. Just whatever spirit has for me. Because I don't feel like myself lately.
Okay. So. Jenny, do you like to start?
Yeah, I can see her, actually, in front of me. And it's like there's a lot of sadness. And which just it's like the life, your life needs to be kind of shifted around now. I just feel this sadness, and also pick up that you don't actually really know what to do to shift things around. Do you feel down, as in, like, you know, you feel depressed and you feel kind of lost, or is that right?
Yes, a lot of different emotions, and I know it's fleeting, and, you know, being that I'm going through this illness, I think it's given me a chance and opportunity to delve into it but not get lost in it. You understand what I mean?
I mean, generally when we get ill or the body gets ill, it's because there is unresolved, you know, issues and experiences from this life, and it can also be past life, you know, things that we have to clear up. But it's really, so when you're not feeling well, it's hard to be strong in your mind and, you know, say, right, I'm gonna fix this. But I would, at this point, if you are feeling unwell, make sure that you have a lot of support around you. So whether that is family or friends, and make sure you have somewhere where you can really open up and sort of get the support, because you're not supposed to do it on your own. And beyond that, I mean, personally, I'd rather give you some sort of down-to-earth advice rather than kind of lots of, you know, information, if you like, because it feels like you just need to love yourself, you know, and find that care for yourself. And take the support wherever you need it. So, I think that's what I'd like to say. But Anne and Sue, I'm sure you've got things to add.
Anne?
Yeah. Sue? Okay, I have something here for you.
Yeah, I was going to help. Go ahead.
Okay, Saroya. It is like you are on a journey, and it's like a journey in the moonlight, and it can feel kind of heavy, but do trust and do believe, and as Jenny said, there are people around you that can help you, and I think that I'm getting that you are strong beyond measure. So you're a very strong woman, and you are, right? So sometimes that's a very good thing to be. But sometimes, you know, if we are too strong and we don't invoke others to help us, because I think that you need some support also. Makes sense to you? So take the opportunity, yes, and do it. Let people help you. Let them, please. I hope that made sense to you. We're going to see what Sue has to say. Sue?
I agree, Anne. There's some issues with not being grounded, too. Something feels very strong as to why you're sick right now. Something feels disconnected from the earth. And I get a lot of like green. Visually, I can see a lot of green for you, but there feels like a huge like we're not connected above and below. And a lot of interference.
Well.
Yeah, there's a lot of interference right now energetically. And I would advise that you'd like to consider taking this further. I do have more I could fill you in on, but I think the show is just a little too short for us to do that. So you would be welcome to contact me or Anne. Just some things that I think I could discuss with you. And of course, you can get a hold of Anne or myself at psychotalknet.com. slash Anne or Sue.
Or Debbie.
There's definitely. Oh, yes. Sorry
yeah,
about that.
No. Well, I've got. Look, I give some processes to my clients so that they can keep their vibration higher, because we get a lot of interference when the programming or low frequency is coming out of ourselves, and that includes illness.
Mm-hmm.
So because the low frequency, the interference comes and hang around because it's a low vibration, and then we feel even worse. So we need to clear the interference. So I have got a process. I can drop it maybe in the Dropbox here. So, I wonder if I can put. Can I put a document in? Oh no, I can. What I can do, I can actually put a link to my website where you can get this download thing that you can use to clear your field, if you want, and then do it on yourself for now. And then obviously, it's not obviously going to fix the actual issue or the problem underneath, but it will make you feel better. So if you want me to put it in the chat box, is that okay, Sue and Anne? Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
You're so right on Jenny.
Yeah,
the clearing.
It's a clearing. It's a quadruple grid, and then I also have an entity release.
Right.
So you can
do
the entity release and just kind of, because this is like, this energy is not harming us. It just makes us feel like rubbish. Not makes us feel good.
Yeah.
So you just want to kind of clear it out of the field, and then you feel a little bit lighter. I mean, I use the grids on myself every day, regardless, even if I'm good, because I think, well, why not?
I would definitely, Sharona, get a hold of Jenny. Just so you can, I think you need lighter, something lighter, and the clearing is definitely a great idea. I think that would be a huge help.
Right.
Okay.
I do have all green, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. It just was cut. Like every time I looked in the third eye, I'm like looking at all this green. So,
that's exactly what I wear in, because, you know, it's supposed to be healing energy.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please get a hold of her, because I think this will definitely help. You know, you're feeling some a little bit of oppression too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, love, definitely get a hold of her, and she'll be able to help you work through this. So we appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm just going to make a note. We put up how you can reach Jenny in the chat room. So psychictalk.net/live.
Yeah, and
you can find the link.
Processes there as well. So, but like they will just be temporarily, like this is why I give clients between sessions, right? So it's not resolving the whole issue, but it will help.
Okay.
Thank you, lady.
All right. Well, feel well. Ooh. I hope you feel better.
No, I will. Thank you.
All right.
Cool.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Boy, I could hear it. I could hear it in her throat. Poor thing. She should be drinking some tea and resting, not be on the phone with us.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, it looks like we have another caller. Are you guys maybe prepared for one more phone call?
I'm okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thank you. Well,
what can we do for you?
I was wondering about attracting love. I'd like to attract a life partner, a love partner. And I'd like to see what...
Should I go?
I'm sorry?
Should I answer the question or what?
Yes.
Do?
Go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
So, love, one of my favorite subjects, right? Okay, so, I mean, really, when we attract love into our life that is vibrating on the frequency that we are, we need to make sure that we are in a clean space with ourselves, because whatever you, it's almost like wherever you, can I just ask, is there a specific type of love that you want, like a specific person who is in a specific way, or, you know, is there, have you got any wishes as such?
Basics, someone kind, loving, supportive, nurturing, somebody who will laugh with me and grow old with me and, you know, forgets me as a person and I get them and we just, you know how they say we just clicked?
That's what I
want that person and I'm going to click with.
So you want to call in your you know, twin flame or something like this. Okay, so there's lots of books on that. But what you could actually do, this is from a conscious and you know, intention point of view, you can actually start journaling and writing in a book, in your own journal, about how you want this man to be. What is it going to look like? What qualities he has? What he's going to be like for you in the relationship? And then you write a list of the man that you don't want. So you make it really clear in your conscious and subconscious mind who you're going to attract. Because when we do this, this is how we start reprogramming the cells and the energy and the electromagnetic fields within us. And this vibration will then start creating the reality. So I will take some really conscious steps to actually make it happen. If I could remember, there is a book about calling in your soulmate or calling in your, but I'm not going to say because I'm not 100% sure what it was called. You have to go on Amazon. But you can make some really conscious steps towards this and then clear out all your, if you feel unworthy anywhere in life or inside of you, I would suggest, you know, to have work on that with either, you know, somebody doing clearings or some sort of, you know, if you feel this way, you know, I don't know if this is how you feel, but because then if we love ourselves, we can attract more love into our lives as well. So I think I'll stop there in case somebody else wants to say something. Was that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And it worked.
Hi.
Because I did this with Boston. And he arrived.
Yes, hi, Anne here. It's actually more important, and it's, I think that's the most challenging thing we have, to see things in ourselves. And when we walk this path, you know, we are presented with them. And sometimes it's very nice and we feel good, and other times it feels hard and challenging. What I'm getting for you is actually a confirmation of what Jenny said, and also that self-love is the most important thing, and to enjoy your journey where you are at, because when you are, when you sense that you are fulfilled in the moment and you don't seek for something on the outside of you, then you are aligned with yourself and you will actually attract that what you seek. Does that make sense to you? Make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I also have a feeling that sometimes, yeah, we think a lot about specific things that we want, personality traits, and we want a person to be something like that. It's coming along with living it to be that also. And to kind of expand our horizons, because many times if you know you want a person like Jenny said to you, I agree fully with her, and you can set the specifics for what you want and what you don't want, and try not to go into the details where and in what time, and, you know, everything around that, because you will attract that person. But usually it's not coming, if we try to think out how we're going to meet someone or how we're going to do that travel or how we're going to accomplish something, it's usually happening in a slightly different way that we reach our goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I hope I could put some extra info in for you. And we ask Sue. Sue, do you have anything?
Actually, while you guys were talking, I just went to locate some books for her, because that's what I just kept hearing it once Jenny said it. Like, you know, that's probably a really great idea. So I just found How to Manifest Love Using the Law of Attraction. That might be a really helpful one. Even if you just Google calling in your soulmate, you're going to come across some really great stuff that'll help. Okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. I agree.
I'm just curious if any of you happen to have any sense of, you know, that you felt someone was coming in or, you know, would be, like, in the near future type of thing. If you got any sense of, you felt, you know, like there was someone.
They tell me 4 months.
4 months. Okay.
They tell me 4 months.
So, yeah.
And I got right away the word commitment. So right after Jenny said that, commitment came in. So I can confirm with Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can confirm too, because I have a card saying the voyage of the heart. So how about that?
Nice. Wonderful.
Nice.
Yay. That's
very good.
And I go all tingly all over my body, so it's great. It means it's happening. It means it's true.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Check
thank
out the book.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you too, Julia.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we're coming up towards the top of the hour, Anne.
Yes.
Would you like to wrap it up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we can make some announcements, and then I'm thinking that you, Jenny, can tell your things that didn't sound good to people, so how they can reach you and website and email address and things like that. So, yes, I'm sorry for my way of saying it. It's so funny. I'm the jokester here, by the way. I'm the gypsy. So, everybody listening, next episode with the Soul Sisters Show is on Thursday, November 22nd, and it will be me and Sue, and we will hold open line. So you just call in and talk with us about whatever is on your mind, short discussions or mini readings or questions or whatever you want. So we'll be on next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is on Saturday, November 17th, and it's Psychic Saturdays with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. They will be discussing gratitude, the energy of giving and receiving. This is a very important one, and it's very nice to have this topic this time of the year, right? Because we are approaching Christmas. So they be on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London time. And just want to invite you, Jenny. How can people reach you?
Okay, so I think we posted the web address in the chat box, but it's rainbowcenterforsoulpotential.net. But I'm also on Facebook and, you know, everywhere, Instagram, and unfortunately I'm on all those. But, you know, that's just to get my social profile in a visible to the world.
Yeah.
So I'm on there. And I do, this is something I do for people that, look, it's all energy, right? So if somebody feels really drawn to actually talk to me and have a deep conversation and a kind of a breakthrough call, I do these calls for people. So you just have to email me if it's free. Like I do a free call for people who feel very drawn to what I have to offer. So I'd like to offer that for, you know, anyone who feels this way. And then just email me about this and I'll send you the link.
And of
yeah,
course, they can also get a hold of you through Instagram, right? So
Instagram.com/Jenny. Jenny Lyons.
And you have a, right, Jenny Lyons. And you have a .com as well or .net, right?
It's a .net. Yeah, the Rainbow Center for Soul Potential is .net. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And also, I would like to say something here. I'm trying to talk. I'm just joking. If you want to find Jenny's name and specifics and listen to the show after this, you can go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters. It will be up in our Soul Sisters archive. So psychictalk.net/soulsisters. And then you can find this show. Today's show with special guest Jenny Lyon Rainbow Anderson. And you can also, of course, Google her name, and I think you can find a lot of things about you, Jenny, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'd like to say thank you, Jenny, for coming on. It was really fascinating. I think we, I really enjoyed a lot of what you had to say. And
thank you.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what is cocooning? That was just something that had come up in some of the information you had. I completely forgot to ask that.
Oh, I call it cocooning when I put myself in an energetic cocoon. So I actually allow myself to be in a protective. It's more sort of for integration and just feel cozy. But I just ask my team to put me in an energetic cocoon. I like the word as well. It sounds good, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
Very good.
I saw that. I'm like, okay. What is she meaning by cocoon? We all have our own, I think, unique bubble, so to speak. We put ourselves in.
Yeah.
So. When I saw that, I was like, okay. So basically you have others help you facilitate that or?
Yeah, I just ask my healing team, you know, all my guys that are with me all the time from different parts of the universe and other universes. and everywhere else, wherever they're coming from. And they're just great because, you know, they hang out with me when I do healing because kind of it's them really doing it. I'm just facilitating it. Yeah. So I ask them for help when I do something.
All right.
Great.
Well, thank you for answering that question. And again, thank you. Thank you for coming
you
on
so
the air with us. Absolutely appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you too, Jenny. It's absolutely fantastic, and I was so intrigued to hear your story and for us to have you on the show here today. It's an honor, a great honor. And it's very intriguing to hear about the similarities because it's fascinating with energy work, right? What one can do or what can happen and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very, very much, ladies, for having me on the call. I love talking about this because this is like, you know, my passion. I love it. So if anyone gets help from listening, you know, that's great. So,
I think absolutely they will.
Send people over your way, Jenny.
thank you.
All right, okay. Well, I think it's time. We're probably going to wrap it up. So on that
Absolutely.
Note, I'm going to give a shout-out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. And pass it over to Anne.
Okay, yes. And I will just say next show with Soul Sisters on Thursday, November 22nd. So we have open lines. Call in. Stay tuned. And you can reach Sue and me at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And you know where to find information and contact info about our guest today, so you can also go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and it will be archived as a replay, the whole show. If we didn't have the chance to take your call today, please call into our next show or of any of our other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. So I will say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. That's my last
Bye.
Statement. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.